The cost of living and rising inflation exacerbated by the war in Ukraine has dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil today. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Fianna Fáil TD and Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath clashed over the perfect storm of inflation hitting Ireland.
Minister, the ASRI published its quarterly report, as you know, this morning, and it makes for a very alarming reading. They say that inflation could peak at 8.5% this summer before averaging out at 6.7% for the year as a whole. And this, as you know, is the highest annual rate of inflation since 1984. Government can't stand idly by while people are pushed into poverty. Your ministerial colleague, Pascal Donoghue, has said, however, that the government has no plan to intervene with cost of living supports until October's budgets. Do you agree with Minister Donoghue's position? Because October is 7 months away, Minister, and people are trying to stay afloat now.
I think people will accept that this is a global phenomenon. All developed economies in the world are now experiencing a high level of inflation. So these are unprecedented times, and the level of inflation that we are witnessing and that people are having to deal with in their day-to-day lives is without parallel in recent modern history. We are witnessing now a perfect storm in relation to inflation.
Minister Michael McGrath speaking in the Dáil a little while ago. Let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, is the cost of living inflation the political issue now?
It is, and I suppose interesting comments there from the Minister for Public Expenditure and pressure, real strong pressure from the opposition calling on government to act. There is no indication that there are any planned further immediate measures on the way, bar one area in particular, and that is around VAT and the possibility perhaps of cutting VAT on energy bills. And that is significant too, because I think there is an expectation now that proposals will be tabled at the European Council meeting, which gets underway tomorrow, proposals from the European Commission on that very issue. The feeling in government here is that if there are to be any changes, they must come and be done in a coordinated way at European level. So there could be some movement in that regard there. But of course, the key question then arises is, will the Taoiseach Micheál Martin be able to attend that European Council meeting where this, one of many measures, it must be said, but an important one on the energy cost front is likely to be discussed. Right now, no final decision has been made on that from the Taoiseach's side. He's still in Washington, but in the next few hours it should become clear either way whether or not he can travel to Brussels or not.
And Micheál, on other matters, any update on preparations to receive more people from Ukraine fleeing the fighting?
Yes, there was a meeting coordinated by the Department of the Taoiseach this morning, which is trying to get a fairly uniform approach to all people arriving here from Ukraine. That is at the ports and airports. We know now that 10,414 people have arrived here since the 25th of February, and just under 5,000 of them have sought accommodation. But in the Dáil chamber today, the Wexford TD and former Labour leader Brendan Howland pointing in particular to Ross Lair, saying greater services are needed there. 879 people have come into Ross Lair in recent times, but that number is likely to increase. And that committee and coordination group that have met today, that is now going to try and establish a hub or a centre at Ross Lair along the lines of what is already in place at Dublin Airport. The hunt and the search for accommodation continuing, with a particular emphasis on what local authorities can find in relation to properties, things like old schools and community centres being looked at.
Micheál Lehane at Leinster House, thank you very much for that.